Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And Jeannie. Glad you're with us.
Yes, we certainly are, because today we are going to begin moving into a bit of a transition, aren't we, Jeannie? We're still in Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going through those that are mentioned in the Hall of Faith. And so, Jeannie, what have you got for us?
Well, we ended up our last session with Jacob, and he was in a wrestling match. Remember, with God, we believe was Jesus, and we talked a little bit about how we all can at times be in wrestling matches with the Lord.
Which isn't all bad.
No.
Can be good. Turned out good for Jacob.
Yes. He ended up having one great thing happen. The Lord decided to change his name to Israel, which means governed by God, instead of Jacob, which is a usurper. And in the wrestling match, his hip was put out. And so for the rest of his life, he walks with a limp. And as a reminder that God is the governor over his life, and yes, he's not to use his own scheming and running. So he's no longer going to be running away from anybody. He's had a life so far of running away from enemies that he's created or people that just didn't like him. So Jacob and his family goes through the next few chapters in Genesis. You'll see kind of a zigzag of his traveling. But he ends up landing in Canaan. And this is where Abraham had been promised the promised land. So this is the very spot. So he pitches tent there and they set up their home there. And by this time, which we fast forward several years, Jacob has 12 sons. And like Jacob and his brother Esau, there seems to be a lot of jealousy between the boys.
Yeah, a lot of competition between
them. A lot of competition. Right. Especially the 11th son, which his name is Joseph. So I just want to transition, like you said, right now. We've been following through lessons on faith, that comes from ordinary people doing extraordinary things because they're dependent on God.
Right.
And believe it or not, we started this journey of faith and starting Hebrews 11 back on May 20th.
No way.
Yeah, May 20th, number 422 recording. So any of you that are listening, if you want to go back to the beginning, you can go back to the beginning to day one of our recordings, but if you want to go back to where this new session started on faith and Hebrews 11, go back to number 422, May 20th, and you can, it'll just move you on forward and you can catch up. So when we did go through Hebrews 11, we're still traveling through it. I just want to mention real quick the names of the people we've already talked about their lives.
Good.
We first started with Abel back in the beginning, the two brothers that were jealous and fought. And then we went to Enoch. And then these are all the names in order that are listed in Hebrews 11, if you want to read through them. And then the next one we came to was Noah. And then we spent a lot of time on Abraham and Sarah. And then their son of promise was Isaac.
Right.
Now, Isaac had two boys, and Jacob is the one that we zoomed in on because the Lord chose him. Changed his name to Israel.
Right.
And now he has 12 boys, and the one that we're transitioning to is the next person listed on Hebrews 11 is Joseph. So we're going to follow Joseph's life and peek in at his character and what God promised him and why he's mentioned as in the list of heroes of faith.
It is interesting that Joseph really does come across, and it makes good sense. He comes across as his dad's favorite.
Yes.
And he is a very special person in the scriptures.
Obviously, the Lord had him handpicked from all 12 of those kids. So we mentioned briefly that his brothers were jealous of him. And some of the reasons why were, like you just mentioned, father showed him favoritism.
Yes.
And kind of like what Jacob's dad had done with Esau and him, you know, he kept his boy Joseph close to him. So maybe like Rebecca kept Jacob close to her at home. Yeah.
Yes.
So he was home most of the time with his dad. And I think for fear, because his dad didn't want anything to happen to him because he loved him so much. and he just delighted in him.
And his brothers were a rough bunch.
A rough bunch. And he was young. He was the second from the youngest, so yes. That's another reason. But the dad makes this special jacket for him, and I'm sure most of you have heard of Jacob, the coat of many colors. There's been plays and movies and all that about it, but it must have been something pretty spectacular. And how do you think the boys felt when their dad presented them with this special tunic of many colors to celebrate him? And he stayed at home, and the other boys went out to the field taking care of the livestock, and they did all the grunt work.
Yeah.
And Joseph didn't have to do that. So you could just see where the jealousy would build. And then also Jacob, or Israel. In fact, in the Bible, the Lord calls Jacob, Jacob, and sometimes Israel, even after he changed his name.
Exactly right. And sometimes he refers to the nation of Israel as Jacob. He calls him Jacob.
So I think it's depending on where they're at, you know.
What they're up to.
Our own moms have done that, you know. Call us by our full name when we're in trouble, you know, and then a nickname when we're in favor with them.
Wow, so I just had a flashback when you said that. My mom called me by my full name. I knew I was in trouble.
In trouble. So one of the other things that Israel Jacob did, which set his boy Joseph up for jealousy with his brothers, was he sent Joseph out to spy on his brothers. He knew that the other boys were up to no good, like you said.
Good. Right.
And so he would send this boy out, and he would come back and give his dad a report of what the brothers were up to.
Yes.
So these other brothers learned about that, and they was like, hey, he's a stool pigeon.
Yeah.
You know, we really hate him now.
Tattletale, yeah.
Yeah, but his dad kind of set him up on both the jacket and doing that.
Yeah.
So
here's a little interesting side piece, is that some Bible commentators say that it wasn't necessarily a coat of many colors, but it was a coat with long sleeves. And that was an indication of some kind of
not working
authority. Or leadership, you know. So, But what you said is absolutely right. Somehow they recognized that this was a special honor given to the 11th son rather than the firstborn son.
Right, Reuben.
Caused problems with Reuben, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then to add to this buildup of jealousy, the Lord gives Joseph two dreams. They're very vivid. And Joseph, in his excitement, innocence, he wants to share it with his brothers, and he also shares it with his dad.
May have been a mistake, but careful the dreams you share with other people. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but basically the bottom line of the dreams, they, as he went through it, because he had two of them, is that, and the boys got it. In fact, the dad got it.
Yeah.
That
Dad didn't like it either.
That someday they were all going to bow down to him.
They all going to bow down to him. Oh, my goodness.
And they were really upset.
Yeah.
Which we know now, looking in through the scriptures, it was prophecy that God gave them that this was going to happen. And so they thought that he was bragging and trying to pull one over on them, and he was called him a dreamer. And like you said, even when he shared it with his dad, his dad reprimanded Joseph and said, what do you think your mom and I are going to bow down to you too? You know, so they were all kind of indignant by it. Yeah. But it did say that Jacob, Israel, pondered it in his heart.
Yes.
So he didn't completely throw it off. So, but we probably should end there. But that's the jealousy that is building and building.
Just getting into it. Can you share any more? Do you have any other little tidbits?
Oh, you just said 1 minute, so I thought I needed to cut it off right then.
Okay, I'll give you 30 seconds.
Okay, well, when this will begin the next one. One day, Dad doesn't hear back from the boys, and he decides to send Joseph out to spy on them again and report back to him. And when his brothers saw him coming, they conspired against him. So that's where we'll pick it up, the next one.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for giving us this time to ponder and to be blessed by your word and what you've decided to share with us. And Lord, show us how these things will apply to our lives. I ask that you bless everyone that's listening. And I ask that you'd encourage their hearts. And I pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Everybody saying,
amen.
Amen.